We've been on the journey to really understand, to try to understand Mashikibalnu Mirabosenu, the sugya of Achdus, something that everyone always talks about, Achdus, Achdus. And we found out, we've discovered that Achdus is not just something that you shoot for, that you try to go for. Achdus is the reality of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is completely attached, like we say in Mincha, Ato Echad, Vishimcha Echad, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is one. Umi Ka'amcha Yisrael Goy Echad Ba'aretz. The Maral and the Sivat Staka, Rav Yeruchim, say that this is not just a oneness of a nation, that a bunch of separate people were trying to be together. If you understand what Hashem is Echad, obviously Klal Yisrael can't be that Echad, because there's only one Ribbono Shel Olam who's Echad. But if you want to understand the Achdus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this Welt, you have to understand the oneness of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is one big body. There are neshamas from the head, from the hands, from the legs, from the feet. All different parts of Klal Yisrael are one. They're one shtick. They're one guf Echad. And we pointed out this, the Sefer Akedah says, last week I quoted it as the Sefer Ikrim, the next part is the Sefer Ikrim, but the Sefer Akedah says that people who are independent, enterprises within Klal Yisrael, they want to do their own thing. So we know it causes a stress. Rachmana Litzlan, they're not team players. So it causes damage to the body. And he says that's why Pinchas got the Brish Shalom for killing Cosby and Zimri, because they weren't team players. When people do things that are wrong and it causes a tzar to the Klal Yisrael, sometimes there needs to be, Rachmana Litzlan, an amputation. And the Sefer HaIkrim says that that's why he got the Brish Shalom. Shalom is never dying. He says that he's Eliyahu Anavi. Chazal say that Pinchas was Eliyahu. When the body is working together, there's no illness. You just keep going. And any time a person goes to the doctor, something's out of whack. But if someone's shalom dick, if someone's part of shalom, everything's in harmony with one another, all the organs and all the cells are working together, you can just keep going and going and going and going. Ad bias gol tzedek. And he says that Pinchas had this bris shalom. And we've been discovering that if a person understands that Klal Yisrael is one, so then he has to live that way, he has to connect that way. And a lot of halachas become clear according to this. The Tomer Devorah in Perek Aleph, Dalet, says, this is the idea of Kol Yisrael of Raven Zelazek. Can I ask you a question? You ever think about this? Right? Shomea Ka'ona. Somebody makes Kiddush and you listen. Right? It's fascinating. You listen and you're Yotze, right? You know, there's a whole Chakira in Shomea Ka'ona, whether you're really speaking at that time. Machlekes, Rashi, Taisus, and Sukkah. Interesting Machlekes. You're speaking now? Give me a break. You're not speaking now. And you have to speak. There's no such thing as being Yotze Kiddush with Machshava. How do you pull this off? The answer is that Yankel, yeah, that guy you screamed at before, Yankel is so much part of you that he could be your mouth. And it's like you talked. Alpidini's doing it for you. Yotze Maitzi. He already made Kiddush. And Eino Baki comes and says, I don't know how to make Kiddush. You can do it all over again. You were Yotze. It should be a Brachel of Atel. No, now I'm you. Before I was me, now I'm going to be you. You can do that? You're that close. You're that tight with the person. And the Tamer Devorah says, this is why there's a mitzvah, v'ahavta l'recha kamocha. Because it's not to try to become something you're not. It's try to understand what really is. He really is you. He's really attached to you. You have to be shayach to that mitzias. That's the mitzvah, v'ahavta l'recha kamocha, is to live in reality. Is to live in reality. As much as we'd like to feel that we're independent and free from everybody, we're self-made men, we have no shaykhus with everybody, we need everybody, and everybody is part of our success. And this is what we've been working on. And it even goes a little further. Other things could be explained through this. The Mesillas Yesharim brings the Medrash Rabbah in Parsha Lamed of Vayikra Rabbah. We find, this is a famous Medrash, that all of the Dalad Minim represent different people in Klal Yisrael. The Esrig is the Tzadik Gomer. He has Tam V'Reach. Yisrael have Tam V'Reach. Kapos Tzmarim is Yisrael Tzmarizu Yishbo Tam. It has taste and not Reach. And then you have the Arava that has nothing going on for it. So Hashem says, look at this people. They have people that are Nebuch not doing well. So what does Hashem say? Uma HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oislem La'abdan Yesher. Hashem would never destroy them. Elo Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yukshiru Kulam Aguda Achas. They should all connect together like the Dalet Minim. Vehein Mechaprim Elu Elu. And they will be Mechaper Zedzeh. And one will be Mechaper the other. How do you do that? If I have a criminal record, so what good is it that you did something good? How do you fix me? Rav Shimon Bar Yochai says that him and his son, Rav Elazar, could patur the veld from all their chataim. How can you do that? The answer is that everybody's tied. We are all tied to each other. Of course, when you get to Shemaim, you have your own pechel you have to deal with. There are no etzes. But there are etzes. There are etzes. A lot can get knocked off because you're not alone. You're on a team. You're part of one body. And this is something that we see that the body has. There's something called compensation. Compensation. When people don't have eyesight, Rachman al-Tzan, they have very sensitive ears. Right? There are people who, the opposite, when they can't hear, they have very sensitive eyes. The body knows how to compensate. I once heard there was somebody, I think they wrote a book about him called My Left Foot. He was somebody who functioned with his left foot. He had a degenerative disease that he lost all of his kochos except for his left foot. His left foot was able to do everything. Yovoi zev yechaper al zeh. A person can mamish take the whole klal with him. Everybody else could be out to lunch, and he can derech his aver, take care of everybody. One of the most beautiful things I saw, it was awe-inspiring. Someone showed me years ago that Esh HaTorah sent out before the Yom Noraim. A certain professor had a disease, Rachman al-San similis. All he could do was use his eyes. He could blink. And they had a machine that he wrote many books just blinking. And they showed him, and it says, he sent a message to the group, choose life, Bachar to Bachaim. You have to, Ledaiti, it's Kedai to see such a thing, if you could arrange it, how you're going to see it. When you get home, maybe somebody will show it to you. I don't know how. But it's awe-inspiring. One aver, yavoy zeh v'yechaper al zeh. One aver can take everything for everyone. And when you're connected to the team, you have tremendous chusim. Like Rabbi Yisrael Salanter says in the Yom Noraim, an ish sheharabim srichem bay. When you go to the Yom Adin on Rosh Hashanah, and you're a person who helps the tzibur, Hashem can't deal with you alone. Because you're so connected to everyone that Hashem has to deal with you as the entire group. Because if you're an independent entity, so then we can just decide, should you be here, should you not? Right? But if a person's attached to the group, then it's a group decision. Everything about you is a group. And we pointed out that in Shnois Eliyahu, the Goyin in Perek Hay of his Perush Mishnayos and Brachas, says a person in Shmona Esrei has to daven for Knesset Yisrael and Tzorchei Tzibur. This is not la halacha, but this is the metzias. The metzias is that you daven for the tzibur. He says that alakayin tzor, you can say whatever you want. Not la halacha, but the Goyin is telling us that when a person wants to understand who they're davening for, they're davening for themselves. They're davening for themselves. When you daven for the tzibur, you're davening for yourself. You're davening for yourself. We feel like, how could the Goyin do that to us? He knows what's good for us. The Goyin's not out to get us. I bet the Goyin will tell us that no one will ever lose this way. Right? It's still hard. It's still hard. But the Goyin would say no one would ever lose this way because you are the tzibur. You are the tzibur. The reason it's difficult is because we look at ourselves as separate entities. And I was wondering, how can you say modim for a tzibur? Meaning, I understand you could daven for the whole tzibur, but I was wondering, how do you thank Hashem for the whole tzibur? Adarab, the Abu Dram writes that why do everyone say modim derabanan? Modim derabanan? Because everyone, when you thank, you have to do it individually, right? That's a famous Abu Dram. Thanking goes individually. So how do you daven when the Goyin says that everything's Klal Yisrael, Klal Yisrael, Klal Yisrael? So I was thinking, what is this modim for Klal Yisrael? How do you thank for the Klal? And I was thinking, this has happened to me a lot of times. Someone gives a group of people, give me a present, and there's always one letter. You never know who wrote the letter, right? Beautiful letters. But there's always one guy who wrote the letter. And you know what? It's very important not to know who wrote the letter. Do you know why? Because he's the group. He's the group. He's not an individual. It would be a terrible avla to find out who wrote the letter. The group wrote the letter. It's just that not everyone's so articulate. Not everyone knows how to spell so well. Not everyone knows English so well. And not everyone is as emotional. And he can bring it out. And it's the whole group's thank you. He did it for the team. A person who goes into modem in, he's plural. He says, Al chayeinu amsur yedecha. Thank you for all of our lives. But he really means it. He sent a thank you letter on behalf of the entire Klal Yisrael. See what he did? See what he did? He was able to put it into words. He was able to bring that emotion up in a way that nobody else was able to first day. And now we're going to get deeper. We're going into probably, from the Bali Musar's perspective, the climax of these inyanim. And that is the sugya called Noisei Ba'olim Chaveiroi. Noisei Ba'olim Chaveiroi, feeling other people's pain. This is a major sugya in Klal Yisrael, and there are no words in English for it. Literally translated, one of the Memches Kinyani HaTorah is Noisei Ba'ol Im Chaveiro, carrying the burden with your friends. In English, there's a word called empathy. Empathy, which is to hear, see where people are coming from and whatever. That doesn't sound like Noisei Ba'ol Im Chaveiro. Noisei Ba'ol Im Chaveiro says you're carrying the burden with the guy. So maybe it means that anytime you find somebody on the street who has groceries, you should now hold the groceries with him, right? Because it says carry the burden. How in the world do you carry someone's burden with them? If they have a problem, you can't help them. So what do you do? What do you do? So maybe sometimes you can help them, but let's say you can't. Rabosai, the Iker Sugya of Noisei Ba'olim Chaveiro is when you can't help. And this is going to be a big problem for us to solve. This is number one raya. Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu goes out, he leaves the palace, and he sees that the people are suffering. What did Chazal say he starts doing? He starts schlepping bricks with the tzibur. I guarantee you that the Egyptian taskmasters from the Mitzrim were not making it easier for anybody. You know, if he starts taking, they just give the other ones more. What's he doing? Just sit in the air-conditioned palace and think about Klal Yisrael daven for them. What are you doing? What are you doing? There's nothing that's going to come out of this. Nothing other than pain. And yet we find that this is what Moshe Rabbeinu did. And it's not Moshe Rabbeinu alone. The Gemara in Tainus and Daf Yud Aleph says, based on the Pasuk, that Yosef had two sons, Beterem Tavo Shnas Harav. Says Chazal over here, in the Gemara in Tainus, Asur La'adam L'shamish Mitasoi B'shnei Ravim. When it's a difficult time in Klal Yisrael of famine, there's no tashmish and mita, there's no intimacy between husband and wife. Why? Because the tzibur is in tsar. Tzibur is in tsar. Can I ask you a question? What is this going to help people? What is this going to help people? That two people who things are going well for, a husband and a wife, shalom bias, no intimacy? There's no nafkamina. Nothing is going to come out of this other than pain. Why should everybody suffer? And yet we find this. The Sefer Chasidim says the most beautiful story. The Sefer Chasidim is a Rishon, but this is a Chasidish Maisa. So listen well. The Sefer Chasidim says there was a Yid who every time he would pay a Shiva call would take off his shoes, showing that he's a little bit shayach to Avelis. I mean, if we would do this today, they would laugh at us, and rightfully so, because we don't know how to feel people's pain. But he really was sincere. He was sincere. He would take off his shoes and he would feel like an avil when he was there. And he says that Hashkacha showed this man was died on Tisha B'Av and everyone went to his Leviah without shoes. The entire group, to show what it was that he was able to feel the pain of another person. Why are you taking your shoes off though? You have such nice Nikes over there, right? They have air cushions and all this fancy stuff. What are you doing? Bad enough these people have to do this. You're not helping anybody. It's a kushya atzuma. It's a kushya atzuma. The Rosh Yeshiva, Zilzain Gizan, Tavar Yeshiva, when many years ago, the showers weren't working when we first got here, he moved into the dorms for a few days. He moved into the dorms. Why? Rosh Yeshiva, you have a lot to do. You're a very important person. You need Yishuv Hadas. You need a hot shower. right? It's bad enough the Talmidim don't have a hot shower. Nobody's going to have a hot shower now? Something's going on over here. Something that's very impractical, you'll excuse me. We have to understand this. And we have enough hakdamas based on all the weeks to understand this. B'siyata d'shmaya. Let's start like this. Pain is a form of intelligence. What does that mean? Pain is a form of intelligence. The pasuk says in Koheles, in Perek Aleph Yurches, Yosef Das, Yosef Machov. The more you know, the more pain you have. That doesn't sound fair. I wouldn't want to know anything. Ignorance is bliss, right? No. The more you know, the more pain there is. Pain is a form of intelligence. You know what's very dangerous? Somebody who's in a state of paralysis, Rachman Otzlan, they can't feel from the waist down. You know how dangerous it is to leave them alone? Because they don't know what's happening to themselves. When a person can't feel pain, they can cause themselves things, ayin v'naira. They could lose their life just from accidentally walking in the room, funny, and won't even know about it. They won't even know about it. Without pain, a person doesn't know what's happening. A person doesn't understand the metzias. And in the body of Klal Yisrael, if a person has paralysis, if a person doesn't feel what's going on, not help what's going on, they're lacking an understanding of what's really going on by themselves. By themselves. The yisoid of Naisi Ba'olim Chaveiro is to attach with reality, to be shaykh to what's really going on. Yosef Das, Yosef Machov. And when a person is detached, there's no gvul to what he can do. Rav Volba says, and I'm looking for an earlier source. I think that Rav Volba even had an earlier source for this, but I don't know. We have to look. The Rav Volba says, what's the makor for the word achzar, which is cruel? When we say the word cruel, we mean cruel. If you think of a Nazi, a machshemoy v'zichro, that's called achzari in the Torah. Achzarius is people who do things that is cruel. The translation of the word achzar, he says, is not cruel. It's break up the word to ach, extremely, zar, totally foreign. Achzar, he says, the word cruel that we use for cruel is disconnected. Disconnected. Do you know why people can commit atrocities? How could they do it? Don't you know this person has a wife? I didn't think about that. Don't you know he has kids? Don't you know he has parents? When a person is cruel, they're not a bad guy necessarily. They're just disconnected. So since they don't feel anything, it didn't occur to me. I didn't think I was being so cruel. It never occurred to me. I thought that it was fine. Because there's a lack of intelligence of what's taking place, a person could be so cruel. Could be so cruel. And I'm going to embarrass myself a little bit here. And I think it's mutter, because it's a story from when I was in third or fourth grade. And since I wasn't a bar das yet, so I think it's mutter. We're not allowed to be megalop shayim of bar das, but third or fourth grade. And I remember this vividly. There was someone on my bus who had a funny looking head. Okay, I was a third or fourth grader. Hashem should have rachmanas. And I called the person small head. Small head. Whenever I would get on the bus, I'd say, hey, small head. I did this. I come a long way. I hope. I said small head. And I remember, I would do this. This is just what I did. I remember where I was in the kitchen when this happened. My mother gets a phone call from the mother of this person. And I don't know what she said on the other side. But she spoke to me and she said, do you know what you did? And it all came to me, this little Dovey. That's who I was, little Dovey. I realized the pain that was caused. Not a bad kid, just minutak, totally disconnected. Once a person understands what's happening, sees there's actually a human being here, they're not going to be that way. They're not cruel. Rav Yerucham writes in Das Torah that when somebody gets bashed, he doesn't write on the court, but it could be on the court. He says, if that person would go, please stop bashing me, you're embarrassing me, you're killing me, I feel like 2 cents, please, please. He says, nobody would ever bash anybody. Do you know why? Because They see, whoa, this is real. They connect to the person. They have the intelligence of understanding what's really going on. But people are not going to do that and make fools of themselves in public. So therefore, the guy keeps bashing and bashing and bashing. And he does terrible atrocities. But not because he's a bad guy. I've never found that one of these people's a bad guy. I always call them in and I say, you know what you're doing to Yankel? Once they find out, hopefully, that's it. Connection. The Etzem Chibur itself is what changes things. And it's the same thing, Rabosai, when it comes to Simcha. Feeling someone's Simcha. There doesn't have to be a Nafgamina. What do you mean there doesn't have to be a Nafgamina? Yeah. Rav Avram Grzinski Zatzal, the father-in-law of Rav Volba, he was once sitting in his house, and all of a sudden, he gets up, starts singing, and then dancing. Dancing. What's going on? My Talmud in Slobodka is getting married now. Excuse me. I mean, they didn't have Skype back then. Like, nobody knows. It's a Metzius. It's a Metzius. What does that have to do with him seeing? I'm happy now because I'm connected. I understand that this is something that's relevant to me. The Birchas Avram Shlita, Rav Avram Erlinger, makes the beautiful Ha'ara. You ever think about this? It crossed my mind and I was so excited to find that he writes this, Kirachel Bitzcha Aktana. He says, there's a halacha that when a chassan's in a room, a sandek, a mayel, no tachanun, right? Everybody, no tachanun! Woo! Monday, Thursday, jackpot, right? Why did anyone wonder why this is so? Why can't you say tachanun? You know, it's not like tachanun was like this thing that they thought, maybe, you know, is it a good idea? I'm not sure. So we have a great idea. When there's a mole, just get rid of this thing. No, it's really important to say tachanun. It's really important. You know what the yesod is? You can't. When you go into shtiblach and you see that beautiful bekesha of that chassan, you can't say tachanun. Tachanun's too heavy. You're too happy. Someone's having a bris today, it won't go. That's not what's happening in the Sibur. I'm not invited. I don't know the person. Did you see him? You saw him. How could you say tachanun? How removed are we from this? Pashut. Unbelievable. Attaching ourselves to people. That's the real metzias. Now, how do we work on this? Now we're going to get a little bit practical. Baruch Hashem, Rashi already tells us. The Bali Musar ring. Rashi already tells us. Moshe Rabbeinu was vayar visiv leisa. He went to see the suffering of Klal Yisrael. What does it say? A peculiar lashon from Chazal. Nosan einav v'liboy. He took his eyes and heart and brought it into the tzaris. What does that mean? He took his eyes and his heart. The Baalim Musar are bothered. What's this? It's not like a Reb Kiva Eger. You have to put your eyes and your heart inside. The answer is yes. You have to enter. Enter, and that's exactly what he was doing. That's exactly what he was doing when he was carrying the bricks is, I can't feel the pain of someone else because I'm a prince. The only way that I could really understand what my brothers are going through is to feel a little pain. So I'm going to go out there and I'm going to schlep. That's what's going on with him. I'll become more intelligent. I'll become more understanding of what my situation is as part of a nation. I'll be shaykh to that. And the Alter of Kelm says something absolutely mind-boggling. You can check it up if you don't believe that he says it. In Chachma Musar, Maimer Beis, Chelek Aleph. He says, we find, the Medrash says, that we had a lot of shepherds in Klal Yisrael, right? Moshe, David, others. Hashem Tzadik Yivchan Barak LeDavid Bitzon. Hashem checked David in his ability to lead through Tzayin, through sheep. He knew that the small ones should get the soft grass. He found the old ones. They would have a little bit tougher food. The young ones. They could handle the hard grass. Someone who knows how to be a shepherd. He's capable of becoming a leader in Klal Yisrael, a shepherd for Klal Yisrael. Vaaf Moshe, lo bachna HaKadosh Baruch Hu ela b'tzayin, also through sheep. And it tells the story, Moshe was a roa, by Yisrael. One of the Gedeim ran away. Ratzachra v'atshi yigia levrecha sholmayim v'amad agdi lishta. He said, wanted to drink. Kevin shigia Moshe. He says, ani lo ayisi yodea sheratza yisim v'nei sama. I didn't know you were so thirsty, and that's why you were running. Ayifata, you're tired. Here, kibo akseifa v'yimahalech. He took him on his shoulders and he walked. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yesh lecha rachim linog sonkach. You know how to do, how to be a shepherd with such rachmim? Atatirat tzayni Yisrael. Havi Moshe Yiroah. So I always thought that this is wonderful to tell somebody if you're doing Kiruv and there's an animal rights person and they want to know about animal rights. So, you know, I'm not trained in these things, but if I was trained, I could suggest to people what to do. Go to this medrash. You see the Torah is about animal rights. It's all about that. In fact, the whole Jewish people is about sensitivity to animals. Sounds good. The Altar of Kelm says, Chas v'shalom. He says, do you know why they became Roe Tzon? He says, Fakert. Achai v'raboisai, he's boinenu b'medrash zeh. Ro dvorim kalim shnei v'yadim mezalzamim. You think this is some little sheep maisa? V'leitzonos yechashiv, it sounds silly, b'ene b'nei adam. V'achrei shekivnu b'zeh lishanek b'ninas noisim ol. Their whole goal, David and Moshe, was to learn how to be sensitive to people. People is easier. They have different faces. Sometimes they make pouty faces. Sometimes they make happy faces. Sheep look all the same. Try to really notice the nuances in sheep. That separates the men from the boys. Somebody who knows how to do that, says the Alter Kelm, will be able to see a bacher, like I once heard in a hesped from Rav Shach, on Rav Shach, a Talmud, Bididai Havi Uvda. It was him who had this maisa. He comes in one day, he said, in those days, I wasn't even planning on saying this maisa, but Rav Dan Segel says, whenever you think you're going to say maisa, it's siyata d'shmaya, you should just say it. In those days, to get an operator to England, you had to make an appointment to call your parents, and he made an appointment, and what happened was, at the end, he couldn't have breakfast, because his appointment went through the time for breakfast, and he was a shtarka bacher in Panovich, and many years ago, obviously, when the old days, the operator, right? And that's it. He learned a morning Seder. Went up to Rav Shach around 11 o'clock, middle of Seder, speak and learning with him. Him and his Chavrusa, right? So, he's speaking and learning. They're finished. Everyone's happy. Shver Taisvus, whatever. His Chavrusa is leaving. He says, you stay here. He says, yes, Rosh Hashiva. He says, Frishtik, did you eat breakfast this morning? It's like... He says, go to the kiosk. And he said the kiosk was where the non-Stark people hung. Like, that was like, no, not the kiosk. Anything but the kiosk. It's like, go to the kiosk. Because the Chadar Ochel was closed. He says, Rav Shach didn't have Ruach HaKodesh over there. He might have been other places. He says, Rav Shach saw that I didn't eat breakfast like a Yiddish mama knows when her kid doesn't have breakfast. In the middle of a Taisvus. Roi Tzayin, Dake Dakos, in Ben Adam HaChavero. And this type of entering, just thinking, I tried it this week. I had a chaver who I knew he had an issue. And I took a few minutes to think about what he's going through. And I felt like a fool. He's been going through this problem for an entire year. And I only was omed on it, how bad his situation is. When I sat for 2 minutes, at least, and I was nasan ena velibo. I took my eyes and my heart and I'm like, wow, that really is difficult. And then I called him up. How you doing? And I understood more about life. I understood. Yosef das, Yosef machayv. The pain is knowledge. It's an understanding of what's going on. Rav Dessler says that's why it's v'hafta l'reicha kamoicha. If you want to know how people are, you have to find a link in your kamoicha, in what's going on by you, things that are hard for you. Sometimes it's not easy. It's not easy. A guy walks in there, you know, into the Chadar Ochel, it's tuna fish. I don't know if they ever just have tuna fish here. Not in our yeshiva. It's only tuna fish, right? Tuna fish is a love-hate relationship. People either love tuna or they hate tuna. I never met somebody in between. So now, guys, tuna, no, no. And you love tuna. You think he's crazy. He's crazy. But you don't like that red spicy fish that they have, right? You don't like that. I happen to like that fish. That's my favorite. You like that too, Tilly. Good. I like that fish. And then I see people, they don't like that fish. But you have to understand, if you want to farshtay what tuna is for him, for your red spicy fish is his tuna. And his tuna is your right's best red spicy fish. Your kamaicha, things that are bothering you, what bother you, that's what he's going through. And we downplay people's problems. There are parents who don't understand their children because it's not a problem that I've ever faced. Well, think about something that was painful to you. And now know that that's his situation. That's what's going on by him. That's what's going on. And you didn't even realize that he doesn't have the budget to go out for food now. He doesn't have that budget. So now he's stuck eating the most disgusting thing for him in his life. Now you feel bad for him. Well, get over it. Everything's get over it. How's a person supposed to be ready for marriage if they think that everybody's supposed to get over things? It doesn't fly. It doesn't fly. Whatever it is for you, it is for that person. Their kamoicha. We don't downplay. And Rav Yerucham says even the smallest things, even the smallest things, he brings a raya. The Mishkan, the building of the Mishkan. It says by the building of the Mishkan, Davar el b'nei Yisrael b'lashon pius, the Medjer says. Speak to them nicely. Why? It's chisar and kiss. They're losing money for the Mishkan. And then Rav Yerucham starts telling about, you know what the Mishkan is? Even the Goyim are supposed to love the Mishkan. It says in Chazal, the Umas Ha'olam, if they were Yoidin, Mahaya Mikdash Yafalahem, what would they do? And here, it's going to cost you some money. So says Rav Yerucham, Hashem says, no, we're always with people where they are. It's hard. It's hard to spend money. Be there with them. Don't be such a fool that you can't understand that it's difficult. It's difficult. It's difficult. It's difficult. Of course you can wake up in the morning, but you can't go, yo, it's morning, get up. It's true, it's morning. You don't do that to someone. It's hard. I wake up my kids every morning. Baruch Hashem, I don't do it that way. They really have to get up, but they're really going through something difficult. It's a process. It's a process. And I was a mekabel from my rabbeim. I remember Rav Naftali Kaplan Shlita. I once told him that I had a lung operation. He asked me about it after a while. After he said, I said, I'm 90% better. Fine. Then I can't tell you how long later, but I'm telling you many moons later, and I'm telling you there were thousands of people that he met since. He asked me, how are you doing from your lung operation? I said, I'm 90% better. He said, you said that last time. Where's this 10%? Spooky. What's going on over here? He really cared? I chapped. That mattered to him. And it's Beferish in the Altar of Kelm. The Altar of Kelm writes, he says that we find that when people get sick, a person is only shari b'tzar when he sees that the person's in sakanas nefashis. Tzar muflug. But when he hears it's holech tov, shuveno koyev liba miteva, he drops them. Oh, maybe he keeps them on his cholel list, but he certainly doesn't inquire anymore because now it's not an emergency. Excuse me, when we have a stubbed toe, doesn't it drive us crazy? A little bit of eczema, scratching, 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 drives us bananas. Why can't we feel that way about somebody else who's going through that? There's a 10% over here. There's a shaychus. And when a person feels identified with, it's not easy. It's not easy. But when a person feels identified with, the load is taken off. There's real nesias ol, you feel relieved. I had a friend who was having a very big nisayon because he's too wealthy. He can't fit in into his community. He's in a community of Lomdei Torah, and he's too wealthy. So everybody in the park talks about coupons and saving, and they don't have anything to talk about in the park. So many people said, this should be your problems. This should be your problems. And then a certain Adam Gadol said, wow, that's a very difficult situation. That's an Adam Gadol. Just because it's not orthodox, it's not the regular problem. So let's try and think about this. The idea of fitting in. The idea of, it's a new one for me, but let's just close our eyes and understand where this person is coming from. Wow. Wow. A person who's given up everything to come to a community of Torah, and everybody's jealous of them. How do they go to the park? How do they keep their head high from being wealthy? It's so simple after you think about it for 3 minutes. It's an enormous nisayon. It's an enormous nisayon. And when you share this, person gets a shiva call. This week I paid such a short shiva call, and the person, because I don't know them, they felt so seemed so touched. They felt, it seemed to me, like a little bit of the weight was lost. Why? Because now it's not just me. It's more of my body is carrying the weight. The more of Klal Yisrael that knows there's pain, the more there's carrying the weight. And I'll leave you with a chiddush. This is a chiddush. But I think there's a makar for this idea of being a body, and experiencing something else, something by someone else. It says, after the death of Nadav and Avihu, Vayomer Moshe Aaron, Hu Asher Dibar Hashem Limor Bikrovaya Kadesh VaAlkol Pnei Lam Gabed VaYidam Aaron. Right, Rachmana Litzlan. VaYikra Moshe Mishal Al Tzafan VeGoymer. Then it says, Vayomer Moshe Aaron Elazar Ali Tamar Banav Rashechem Al Tifro Bigdechem Lo Tifro Malo Samusu VaAlkol Eidi Yiksev. You are not to express any avelus. You've lost your brothers, right? You've lost your son. No expression of avelus now. Va'achechem kol beis Yisrael yivchu es esreif asher saraf Hashem. And your brothers, Klal Yisrael, will mourn the loss of these people. The esreif asher saraf Hashem. What's going on over here? You're not allowed to do anything, but your brothers will do it. What does that help me? It doesn't say the brothers of Nadav and Avihu, that we're all brothers of the deceased. It says, your brothers will cry for you. Says Rashi, based on the Gemara in Moed Katan, that from here we see a raya that when a Talmud Chacham's in Tsar, you have to have a Tsar with him. Who's in Tsar? The people who can't express their emotions, you can actually be Shomea Ka'ina. You can be Maitzi them with these emotions. We're so attached. I know somebody who has a terrible Tsara. He went to Rav Zvi Meir Zilberberger, and they sat there and just cried together. And I'm telling you, Rav Zvi Meir for sure cried more. And I'm sure it was a cry that this person would have always wanted to do. And Rav Zvi Meir cried for him. We should all be zeichet to this richness. We're connected to Klal Yisrael. Bein Avdam L'Chaveru is the metzias of us. Is the metzias of our success is how much we're connected to people. The metzias of our understanding what reality is. We should all be zeichet to be mekayim the mitzvah of v'ahavta rei'cha kamecha.
Any specific name?
Salam Aleichem, it's an honor to have you.
I don't know how to...
I don't know how to stop it.
I come all the way. I came from America today. Just Radashim.
What's the Rav's name?
Shimon Notice. I'm Rebbe Darche.
Oh, okay. Welcome. Thank you so much. Zeh Kvodi.
Mamash Kedash.
Okay.
Is this?